Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 86 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
An educational thing that, you know, it's like getting an advanced degree in whatever field you're in.
Officials from Moorhead celebrated the Main Street program last week.
A new safety improvement project will begin in Round County next week.
A Republican gubernatorial candidate is calling out Governor Matt Bevin.
A lawsuit concerning teacher sick outs was heard in federal court yesterday.
Mitch McConnell has a new campaign gimmick.
In sports, Round softball and baseball hit the road tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 64. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news.
The Kentucky Main Street program recently celebrated its 40th anniversary. The organization focuses on economic development based in historic preservation and held its most recent conference in Covington. Downtown Moorhead Incorporated Director Tony Pence was there. He says along with recognizing achievements within communities around the state, the event also serves as a great learning opportunity.
Bringing, you know, activity back to downtowns. You know, for example, in areas that have not been used, why expand into a new green area that you have to expand your infrastructure to when you have space already available in towns most of the time that has infrastructure already ran to it? So why not put those properties back on the tax rolls instead of going to the expense of expanding?
Pence was also named a Kentucky Certified Main Street Director during a ceremony at that conference.
A $1.8 million highway safety improvement project on Kentucky 158 in Round County is set to begin next week. Contractors will install work zone signs and erosion control this week, with tree removal and waterline relocation starting May 13th. Alan Blair is the spokesman for the Kentucky Department of Highway District 9. He says the project should reduce crash rates in the area.
Some of the things we're going to do out there include tree removal along the roadside, which will help for better crash recovery. If someone runs off the road, they won't hit these trees. We're also going to do some roadside slope corrections, so that'll give a better area for people if they do run off the road to recover from a crash. Also, the culvert extensions will allow us to widen the shoulders a little bit for the same reason. Also, some new highway signage. And one of the biggest things is revive some of the curves out there and add some banking to those curves.
Motorists should expect intermediate daytime lane closures with one-lane traffic in work areas.
Drivers working for the rideshare companies Uber and Lyft are turning off their apps to protest unfair wages today. Organizers in 10 cities, including Chicago, LA, New York, and San Francisco, are planning to strike in advance of Uber's public stock offering scheduled for Friday. Uber aims to raise over $9 billion from investors during the offering. The large amount of funding is not reflected in pay for the company's workers. An unnamed Uber driver says the strike is necessary.
When you're a driver, you're putting in so much work and so much hours. So I believe what the company should do is that, should have a little more understanding of it.
The driver believes that the company should sit down with their drivers and come to an understanding that is fair for both parties. In New York, striking drivers are shutting down their services during afternoon rush hour, while drivers in Los Angeles are planning a 24-hour strike and picket lines at Los Angeles International Airport.
University of Kentucky students are concerned about raising tuition costs. UK announced Tuesday that tuition would go up by 2.4% for in-state students. The change would mean a 46% increase in cost over the last decade. Housing and dining rates would go up 3% for most students. Monthly parking fees would go up by 3% as well. As the rates increase, students are becoming more concerned with the increasing debt they could be facing. One student spoke to WYMT.
I have quite a few loans out, and especially with a lot of my friends who come from out of state. A lot of people come from out of state to come to UK, and so I know that they have to kind of worry about that and could possibly deter them from that.
The university claims that it is depending more on tuition costs now as state funding drops. UK lost almost $70 million in state funding in the last 10 years.
Republican gubernatorial challenger Robert Goforth believes the governor should stop hiding behind other political figures in his bid for re-election. WMKY's Cassidy Stearman has more.
Goforth is one of the three Republicans challenging Governor Matt Bevin in the May 21st primary election. During the Republican Governors Association meeting on Tuesday, Goforth says Bevin should quit trying to hide behind the president. Bevin's re-election ads have shown his ties to the president, but his campaign didn't immediately respond to an email for comment. He also called on Bevin to participate in a debate before the primary. Goforth is waging a campaign against Bevin by attacking his performances as governor. The other Republicans in the race are William Woods and Ike Lawrence. For WMKY News, I'm Cassidy Stearman.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin sent out a letter to state lawmakers today ahead of his plans for a special session. The letter was sent out in response to some top GOP lawmakers who said the governor's bill lacks the necessary support. Bevin told LEX 18 that his administration has drafted a proposal meeting Kentucky's legal parameters and is consistent with past legislation that won overwhelming legislative support. Bevin said he is prepared to convene the special session as soon as enough lawmakers indicate they are prepared to take action. The bill is an attempt to prevent increases to pension costs on July 1st for regional universities and quasi-governmental agencies.
A Democratic gubernatorial primary candidate responds to a negative ad put out by rival Adam Edelin. WMKY's Keneally Roberts has the story.
Ads by Edelin came out earlier this week slamming Bashir for a scandal involving his top deputy and linking the attorney general to the maker of OxyContin. Bashir's campaign responded Wednesday with its own ad, calling the attacks shameful and false. Bashir tells LEX 18 he would expect to see negative ads from Matt Bevin and other Republican candidates, but is disappointed to see them from fellow Democrats. He also says the infighting will only benefit the other party. Bashir's campaign manager says his response ads are meant to set the record straight. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts.
Lawmakers for Kentucky's governor and attorney general appeared in federal court yesterday. The lawsuit was originally filed by AG Andy Bashir in Franklin County Circuit Court, but was moved to the federal level due to First Amendment issues being raised. It's regarding the state's labor cabinet issuing subpoenas to 10 school districts to acquire sick-out records. Bevin administration attorney Stephen Pitt spoke with WDRB.
Parents and of children and the children themselves have a constitutional right in this state to have an efficient system of schools. We cannot have an efficient system of schools in this state if teachers are allowed to engage in work stoppages and call off schools for days upon end.
Bashir's office argues the teachers did nothing illegal in their actions and are being intimidated by the state. The judge in the case says he may not issue a ruling on the case before Friday. That's the deadline for the districts to respond to the subpoenas.
The U.S. government has sued nearly two dozen of West Virginia Governor Jim Justice's coal companies to get them to pay about $4.8 million in unpaid mine safety fines. According to WYMT, the civil lawsuit was filed Tuesday by federal prosecutors in Virginia on behalf of the U.S. Department of Labor and the Mine Safety and Health Administration. Authorities say Justice's companies committed more than 2,000 Federal Mine Health and Safety Act violations since 2014, but have refused to pay the penalties. All 23 companies are listed in the governor's most recent financial disclosure form, and they operate in Virginia, West Virginia, Tennessee, Alabama, and in Kentucky. A lawyer representing Justice's companies says they are disappointed the case was filed, but that they will fight it in court.
Mitch McConnell's team has turned what was meant to be an insulting accusation into a marketable item. According to LEX 18, Cocaine Mitch became a catchphrase during 2018's political season, starting when former coal executive turned political hopeful Don Blankenship referenced the discovery of cocaine packages on a ship owned by the father of Elaine Chao. Chao, in addition to her role as Secretary of Transportation, is McConnell's wife. After Blankenship's loss, Mitch's crew photoshopped his image onto the poster for the Netflix hit show Narcos. Continuing to ride the branding, Team Mitch is now selling Cocaine Mitch t-shirts to allow fans to be part of the Senate Majority Leader's, quote, cartel. McConnell is running for re-election for his seventh consecutive term.
Meanwhile, McConnell is also under fire from Democratic leaders for his recent statements on the Russia investigation. On the Senate floor on Tuesday, McConnell said it's time to move on. The Kentucky Republican asked to put the issue to rest and points blame on Russian interference to the previous administration. McConnell says the Democrats are living one day on repeat.
Now we can finally end this Groundhog Day spectacle. Stop endlessly relitigating a 2.5-year-old election result and move forward for the American people.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is slamming McConnell on the Senate floor, saying the majority leader's statements are an astounding bit of whitewashing. Schumer argues Republicans are circling the wagons to protect Trump from accountability. We'll take a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University, offering a weekly summer camp program for children ages 5 through 12. Open to the community May 20th through August 2nd, an inclusive, fun, and active camp program run by certified counselors. Space is limited. More information by calling Zach Martin at 783-5284 or online at moreheadstate.edu/recreation.
Kentucky State Police are investigating a shooting case in Madison County. WKYT reports deputies with the Madison County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a suicidal man around 4 p.m. yesterday. When authorities arrived, the man exited the residence holding a gun. Deputies allegedly opened fire in response. State Trooper Robert Purdy says police have to act fast when people's lives are potentially in danger.
Anytime anybody walks out and confronts you with a long gun, you know, we have to take that threat for exactly what it is. If we wait for somebody to fire a shot, that one shot could have fatal results for anybody here in the area, including law enforcement.
Although investigators say authorities did fire first, Purdy says it was necessary for the protection of civilians and responding officers alike. The man involved in the shooting suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was transported to UK Hospital for treatment.
Mount Sterling police are looking for a man accused of trafficking methamphetamine. 50-year-old Gregory Sturgill is wanted for two counts of trafficking in a controlled substance in the first degree. Officials are asking the public to contact police on his whereabouts. Anonymous tips can also be sent through the police Facebook page.
A Lexington police officer has been reassigned following a DUI incident Tuesday morning. WMKY's Chanasty Davis has the story.
Officer Jeffrey Burden of the Lexington Police Department was arrested by Cynthiana Police. Burden was charged with driving under the influence while operating his police cruiser. According to LEX18, a spokeswoman for the police department confirmed the charges against Burden. He was also confirmed to be under the influence of prescription medicine. While the case is being investigated, Officer Burden has been reassigned to administrative duties. For WMKY News, I'm Chanasty Davis.
Taking a look at your region's weather forecast. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 59. Thursday, showers likely, partly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Thursday night, a 60% chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 63. Friday, a 50% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 73. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 49. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 68. Saturday night, showers likely with a low around 56. Sunday, a 70% chance of showers. Taking a look at local temperatures for the WMKY listening area, 84 degrees in Lexington, Inez, Grayson, Ashland, and Maysville, 85 degrees in Mount Sterling, 83 degrees in Flemingsburg, and 86 degrees here in Morehead on the campus of Morehead State University.
On our feature segment today, Morehead State University hosts a Writer's Day Out event for area teens each semester. Today, we'll hear from Naomi Goodman and Cami Coburn.
This is Naomi Goodman. I am a senior, 12th grade at Bath County High School, and my piece is Bohemian Rhapsody. I run into the living room of my mother's apartment. "Honey, what's wrong?" she tells me, trying to calm me down. I manage to catch my breath. "Mama," I stand up straight, grabbing her by her shoulders. My breath hitches, almost afraid to tell her. "I just killed a man," I finally confess to her. Her eyes widen, her lip trembles. "What?" I nod, assuring her what I had just said was right. "How?" she questioned. I take another breath. put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. I began to tear up, pulling my mother, who was now bawling her eyes out close. Mama, I choke out into her shoulders. I briefly remember how, not 2 weeks ago, I had hit 21. It made me hurt more. My life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away, I tell her. Suddenly, I hear police sirens coming, wanting to take me away. Mama, I scream out in fear. She cries with me as the police bust down the door. They pin me down in a struggle. They pull me towards the police cruisers. I look back at my mom. I never meant to make her cry. I hear her scream my name, calling for me to come back to her. My head gets pushed into the back of the car. Carry on, Mama. Carry on. I make a final attempt to comfort my mom. Finally, they shut the door, also shutting the rest of the world from me. I sigh to myself defeatedly, as if nothing really matters.
My name is Cammy Coburn. I'm a sophomore at Bath County High School, and the poem I'll be reading to you is Why. Stay away. There goes the day. You made a fool of me. Don't you see? You made me pay. Since the day you ran away, you took everything from me. Why did you cause me so much pain and heartbreak? Was I not enough for you? I gave you everything that I could. You made me do things I was not okay with. You used me for my body. You went to some other girl when you were supposed to be loyal to me. I just gotta ask, did you care about me? Did you ever love me like you said you did? You took everything from me, and now I have nothing left in my life to keep me alive.
That was Naomi Goodman and Cammy Coburn at the Teen Writers Day Out event in April here at Morehead State University. It's 447 and 86 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Nacogdoches Miller, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio right here in Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Naya Andweza has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, where quality candy is their business. The rich aroma of fine chocolate greets customers as they enter the factory store at 550 North Maysville Road in Mount Sterling or 213 Walton Avenue in Lexington. Ruth Hunt Candies is Kentucky proud with traditional treats and confections like cream candy and Blue Mondays, other Kentucky-made specialty items, licensed University of Kentucky products, and equine gifts. Facebook and online at RuthHuntCandy.com.
County baseball and softball hit the road tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Naya Andweza. The Rowan County baseball team heads to Menifee tonight. The Vikings are coming off a 10-2 win over Greenup at home last night. The Wildcats are 7-12 on their season, coming off a loss to Breathitt County at home Monday. Rowan head coach Scott Collins says his team is ready for the challenge.
You know, we played them once already, too. And like I said, it's a district rival, a district game. You know, you can kind of do away with numbers and records and whatnot whenever you get district teams playing. But, you know, we'll go over there and see what we got and see what the outcome is.
Game time tonight in Frenchburg is set for 6 p.m. The Rowan County softball team is also on the road tonight. They'll travel to Fleming County to face off with the 7-12 Panthers. Rowan is 19-9 on the season, coming off a win last night at home over Russell. Head coach Larry Sloan says senior Macy Jones will be back on the mound for tonight's matchup.
He finished up last night against Russell. Pitched last 3.5 innings. He shut him out. She's hits the ball well and, you know, pitches well, does a great job defensively.
Game time tonight in Flemingsburg is set for 5:30 p.m. Taking a look at regional softball action tonight, Bath County travels to Powell for a 5:45 matchup. Menifee travels to Buckhorn for a doubleheader starting at 6. And Morgan County hosts Fairview. That game is also set to begin at 6. In 16th Region baseball action tonight, Raceland hosts Lawrence County at 5:30 p.m. Then Russell hosts Ironton, Ohio, and Morgan County travels to Paintsville. Both those games are set to begin at 6 p.m. We'll have scores from all of tonight's matchups tomorrow on Morning Edition. The Morehead State University baseball team is getting back to work this afternoon. The Eagles have had the week off for final exams, but had a light practice this afternoon. But before the off days, head coach Mike McGuire says the team performed fantastically.
A good week of baseball. Anytime you go 4-0, it's a great week, but more than anything, I was excited about how well we played, really in all three phases, pitching, hitting, and defense. And, I think we're, playing some of our best baseball here down the stretch, and you hope that continues as we head into some of the most important games of the year.
The Eagles play again Friday when they head to Cookeville, Tennessee, to face Tennessee Tech in a three-game series. First pitch Friday is 7 o'clock. Morehead State University's track and field teams are hitting the road this week to Missouri to compete in the Ohio Valley Conference Championship. WMKY's Cassidy Stearman has more.
The event lasts from Thursday to Saturday at the Abe Stuber Track. For the men's side, junior Aaron Weir and senior Justin Mokler seem to have a chance to medal for the Eagles for the 1,500 meter. Seniors Shane Rigsby and Corey Took with junior Jarrett Mattingly will participate in the 10,000-meter race. Rigsby finished second in the 10K 2 years ago. For the women's side, junior Abigail Dorn has the sixth fastest 800-meter time this year at 2 minutes and 15.1 seconds. There will also be representation in the 100 and 400-meter races and the 1,500 and 10,000-meter competitions. For WMKY News, I'm Cassidy Stearman.
Morehead State football has landed four players on the 2019 Kentucky Pro Football Hall of Fame All-Commonwealth team. The Eagles' honorees are senior offensive lineman Josh Poe and Cameron Bailey, along with senior linebacker Bo Grigo and senior defensive lineman Jeremiah Draper. The designation honors select collegiate football players whose leadership on the field and in the classroom has demonstrated the potential leadership needed to carry that success into the game of life. These nominated players represent some of the most outstanding athletes in the Commonwealth. All of the honored athletes will be part of a presentation in conjunction with the Hall of Fame induction ceremony on June 21st. Morehead State will return full strength to campus in August, preparing for the 2019 season and home opener set for August 29th against Union. The Cincinnati Reds are set for Game 2 of their series against the Athletics this evening. Since he dropped Game 1 in a 2-0 no-hitter shutout, the Reds have been seeing an uptick in their offense recently, and manager David Bell tells Fox Sports Ohio the team couldn't catch a break.
You know, that's what it takes, you know, for a no-hitter. They did make some plays. But also, again, you can't take anything away from, you have to give all the credit to their pitcher. It was very impressive. I do believe Joey's ball would have been out here if the outfielder didn't make a great play. A part of the way the night went.
Game 2 is set for 10:07. And that'll do it for sports this afternoon. For WMKY News, I'm Naya Andweza.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball will host the Eagle Day Camp June 10th through the 13th from 9 a.m. to noon in MSU's Johnson Arena. Open to boys and girls in kindergarten through 8th grade. More information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks failed to rebound from a deep sell-off earlier in the week as investors remain on edge that the U.S. and China would be unable to reach a trade agreement this week. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a small gain of 2.24 after being up over 100 points earlier today. And the Dow did finish at 25,967.33. The S&P 500 was down 4.63 at 2879.42, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 20.44 at 7943.32. A disappointing forecast from Intel late in the trading day helped drag down the market. Intel stock tanked as the chipmaker said it expects low single-digit revenue growth over the next 3 years. Ride-hailing company Lyft stock fell almost 11% after the company reported a heavy loss for its first quarterly earnings report as a public company. Some Wall Street analysts still believe the results were a good first step to profitability. Marathon Petroleum reported a surprise loss for the first quarter, sending the shares down 7%, and Disney was up over 1%, and After the Bell reported better-than-expected earnings. Overseas in Europe, stocks had a fair day today with the Stock 600 index up 0.8%. In Asia, stocks were very weak with the Nikkei down 1.5% and the Shanghai Composite down 1.125%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were United Technologies and Disney, while the worst performers were Intel and Caterpillar. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Diamondback Energy and FleetCor Technologies, and the worst performers were TripAdvisor and DaVita. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Dollar General up 5 cents at $122.30, Delta Airlines down 72 cents at $56.45, Marathon Petroleum down 4.16 at $55.27, Fifth Third Bank down 34 cents at $77.74, Anthem down a quarter at $264.64, and Valvoline was up 19 cents to finish at $18.25. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, providing a curbside recycling service to residents of Moorhead and Rowan County. Residential pickup available every Sunday. Pre-sorting the recycled materials is not required. Accepting number 1 and 2 plastic, cardboard, paper, electronics, metal, and grocery bags. Materials may be placed in any container, placed at curbside for pickup and visible from street. More information by calling 784-1250.
Taking a look at the region weather for the region, tonight mostly clear with a low around 59, Thursday showers likely, partly sunny with a high near 80, Thursday night 60% chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 63, Friday a 50% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 73, Friday night mostly cloudy with a low around 89, Saturday mostly cloudy with a high near 68, Saturday night showers likely with a low around 56.
Taking a look at some events coming up in the region, individuals are invited to a bluegrass jamming class at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. The five-week course will be held Sunday afternoons from 3 to 7 p.m. through May the 26th. All bluegrass musicians of guitar, mandolin, banjo, fiddle, bass, or dobro are encouraged to attend. Registration is required online at letspick.org. Class is taught by Michelle Wallace, host of MSPR's Bluegrass Sunday.
The Montgomery County High School Symphony will present their spring concert at the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling at 7 p.m. on Friday, May 10th. Admission is free and the community is invited.
A blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held at St. Clair Healthcare in Moorhead from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Tuesday, May 14th. Donors must be able to provide photo ID, be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health. All donors will receive a free t-shirt.
The Moorhead chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Health, Mental Illness presents a program on mental health, getting past stereotypes and stigmas at the Round County Public Library at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, May 14th. Guest speaker will be Rebecca Montgomery, Community Education Manager from St. Clair Healthcare. The program is free and everyone is welcome to attend.
The MSU Summer Arts Academy takes place June 9th through the 15th at the Moorhead State University, offered to area high school students with an interest in music, theater, art and design, ceramics, and photography. Fees include housing, meals, activities, and instruction. Merit scholarships are available. More information by calling 783-2401. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Naya Andweza, Chanasty Davis, Grant Johnson, Cassidy Stearman, Keneally Roberts, Jacob Lindbergh, Jack Caudill, Kinsey Thompson, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, WUKY's Josh James, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from teens attending Moorhead State University's Writer's Day Out. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BHNINS. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Nacogdoches Miller and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.